Hello and welcome to Max XP for RPGs, the podcast where I talk about RPGs and also whatever the frick else I want. Just got off work. It's been a day. Didn't sleep at all. The baby decided she would choose violence. And oh boy, was it violent. So given that my schedule has been insane over the last little while, I haven't actually had any time to play anything. And I'm just starting to feel it, getting that itch, you know. And I'm like, I need something to de-stress with. And video games is usually the way I do it, but haven't had the time. So, anyway, welcome to the show. I have no idea how you found me, but here you are. And hope you're having a good day. Let's see. Today, I want to talk about the wonderful worlds of Final Fantasy and the blatantly confusing world and where to start and all that wonderful jazz. So, this one's kind of for those who haven't ever played Final Fantasy, and for those who have, I don't know if there's like a comment section or somewhere anywhere on like, I don't know, wherever you listen to podcasts. Maybe I'll do like a little poll. Apparently nobody wants to move. I'm in a four-way. Oh, you wonderful human being. Okay. Nobody wants to move, then everybody wants to move and almost crashes into me. So, anyway, yeah, I'm driving. Crash wouldn't have been my fault. They just literally ran out right in front of me. So, anyway, here we go. So, Final Fantasy, where in the world do you start? That varies from person to person. So, my favorite Final Fantasies happen to be Final Fantasy VII, Final Fantasy XII, and XIV. Those are, and if I were to pick my favorite out of those three, it would be Final Fantasy XII, which for, I know a lot of Final Fantasy fans are like, ugh, gross, and I'm like, au contraire, misère. It's not bad. It's pretty good. So it just kind of depends on what you're looking for, and you know, if you're okay with doing something a little bit more on the classic style, if you really like the pixel art style, which that was before my era, and then Nintendo 64 was where I started, so like the low polygon and like the sometimes like the top down and like the changing scenes that like Final Fantasy 7, 8, 9 do. Like, that's a nostalgic look for me. So, if I would say, if you're more into story, Final Fantasy six or seven would probably be your best bet. If you like something a little bit more character-driven, Final Fantasy V or Final Fantasy IX are both excellent places to start. And I'm going towards the classic, you know, if you like the pixel art style or if you like the, you know, the low polygon old PlayStation era. Yeah, I would go, that's my realm, that's where I prefer, but, you know, if you need something more character-driven, yeah, Final Fantasy IX and Final Fantasy V, I think, would be the best way to go, and, if you're a crazy Star Wars fan like me, you pick up Final Fantasy XII, because it is very much the Star Wars of Final Fantasy. If you have a little bit of a difficult time with the kind of with the turn-based and kind of slow action, the active time battle system that Final Fantasy, like classic Final Fantasy, uses, I would say go towards Final Fantasy 15 or I honestly didn't really like Final Fantasy 15 very much. It was kind of a disappointment to me, story-wise. And open world wise, it felt more linear than it should have. Another good story one is Final Fantasy X, and a lot of people like to point out like the goofy voice acting with one scene with the character Titus. I always say Titus because I always think like the ocean tide. I'm pretty sure like canonically it's pronounced Titus, but whatever. Anyway, there's a scene where Titus just kind of does like a big loud fake laugh, and I'm pretty sure Renoa? Gosh dang it. Because I get the female protagonist of Final Fantasy VIII and Final Fantasy X confused all the time. I don't think it's Renoa. It's Yuna. Sorry, not Renoa. Yuna. Yuna in Final Fantasy X. So, scene where Titus and Yuna do like a big fake laugh. There's actual context behind that. A lot of people are like, "Oh, that's so cringy," and like, "Yeah, quite frankly, yes." But you need to take the context into account as well, because there's like the situation they're in is not a laughing situation. It's a very dark and dreary, and almost a tragic situation. But what Titus is trying to do is, despite the fact that what they're facing is essentially ultimate despair, he's still trying to keep a good mood and trying to be positive about it. And in a manner of speaking, of course. And you know, his wanting to be positive in a very dire situation rubs off on Yuna, and Yuna feels, you know, that's probably the best course of action. If we're gonna face this at our best, we're gonna face it, you know, at our best, which is in a positive way, if that makes any sense. I don't know. It's hard to tackle something in real life at your best when mentally you're already checked out, if that makes sense. You're already, you know, that it's not gonna work out. But if you give yourself kind of a positive affirmation, you're gonna do your best no matter what that means. Then you're already setting yourself up you're setting yourself up for success. And even if you don't succeed, you did the best you could. You can at least feel good about yourself doing everything you could within your power and within reason. And you know, that's kind of that particular scene in Final Fantasy X, that's more or less what it's emphasizing, is we're gonna take this dark, dire situation, we're gonna turn it on its head, and we're gonna make the best of it with whatever we have. And Final Fantasy X has honestly a really good story. Final Fantasy X-2 is not as good. And the whole upgrading system in Final Fantasy X-2 I thought was a lot more confusing. But it didn't really hold my interest very long. I didn't really give it that much time. Yuna as a pop star was a little weird for me. So, I mean, going from like this summoner who's very mild in personality and very laid back, but very very devout and very compassionate to a pop star, it was just jarring. But for those who like Final Fantasy X-2, you know, another power to you. It's just if you're looking to start the Final Fantasy series, don't start there. Final Fantasy X is a decent place to start, and that gives you kind of like a classic, and not the ATB system, just like a classic turn-based system. And I actually really like the characters of X, so that, you know, that'd be a good place to start. But 12 is the Star Wars, in that, you know, you have your main character who's, you know, the humble, you know, kind of like Luke Skywalker, not the humble farm boy who Luke Skywalker was, but just a humble city kid that's more or less like peasant status, but decides that he wants to make a name for himself. And then you run into Balthier, who's the who's like the Han Solo, who has this this bunny lady that's like she owes like a life debt to him or something like that. People call her the sexy Chewbacca. Fran is her name. And honestly, I think she's just a cool character. Like, she's very wise. She's very she has like this side to her that's brutally powerful, but she's an interesting character, and her species lives a long time. So she's like 50 or something like that, maybe a little older, but like physically she's probably in like her early 20s. But the story is, you know, this king is betrayed, and the guy that was supposed to protect him supposedly murdered him, and then like his kingdom essentially is getting passed over to an evil empire, and like the princess supposedly committed suicide, and then you find out no, she's alive, and it goes through like this very interesting story about tragedy and betrayal, and it's very, very good, very interesting. In fact, that was one of the first Final Fantasies that I actually got all like from beginning to end all the way through. I honestly couldn't put the game down, especially the Zodiac Age version. The original version's not very good. If you pick up Final Fantasy XII, do the Zodiac Age, which I think nowadays is about your only choice. It just felt a little bit more... I don't even know how to put it. In the original, like, everybody had the same kind of... I don't remember the name of it, like license or something like that, where you unlock like little nodes with license points, and they give you new abilities and new power-ups and stuff like that. In the original, the way it was built, like everybody can become everything, and there's no real distinction in class or anything like that. In the Zodiac Age, there's actual classes that give you like very specific nodes to unlock that give you like specific power-ups and specific abilities. Like if you're going for like a white mage knight kind of thing, then like your the healing is buffed up quite a bit. But if you're going for like a red battle mage crossed with a machinist, which is actually I think sounds kind of cool. Literally, you can make whatever character you want into whatever you want, which is pretty cool. Makes Zodiac Age like super super interesting in terms of adaptability for characters, or customization, I suppose is a better word. Additionally though, Zodiac Age, it doesn't set those in stone, so you can actually go to a character and you can be like, I want to change jobs, and they'll reset and give all the points back for what you spend. Then you can pick the two, because you pick two jobs for every character. Then you pick out the new two jobs, and then you redistribute the license points, or LP, or the points. You reset the points. So, yeah, Final Fantasy XII, honestly, the combat is, I don't know, it's kind of like an MMORPG, so if you're familiar with that kind of style and you're okay with that kind of style, it's a good one to try. Yeah, it's my favorite Final Fantasy, so that one has my highest recommendation. I don't recommend it to everybody, because there's going to be people that pick up and are like, this is boring. But the world's great, the world's huge, and that's about the most open world Final Fantasy got before Final Fantasy XV. But if I were to make recommendations just in general, like if you're looking at Final Fantasy and you're like, I don't really care which one I start with, you know, I don't care really what it looks like, I don't really care about if it has ATB system or classic turn-based system, or if it's action, I just want to try out a Final Fantasy game. And let me throw this out there as well, none of the stories are really tied together unless it's like a sequel, like 10-2 or Final Fantasy 12, Revenant Wings or something like that. My recommendations, you know, my top recommendations would be, one, Final Fantasy 10. That's probably going to be the easiest in because it gives you, like, the nice classic Final Fantasy formula, but with, like a typical turn-based system, like Dragon Quest or Pokemon. I guess closer to Dragon Quest. And, you know, number two, I would say Zodiac Age, because I just love, I'm a Star Wars fan, and I love the story, I love the characters, and I love the job system. Three, Final Fantasy VII, or VII Remake. Actually, we'll say VII Remake is four. VII just has such a great story, and that game got me through a very tragic period of my life. And, so Final Fantasy VII, I would say, Final Fantasy VII Remake is just a good action RPG, with great characters, and number five, I would personally say Final Fantasy VI. Great world, great story, great characters, that was just all around good. But it's the pixel art, so if that's okay with you, do it. If not, do Final Fantasy VII instead. So, that is my Final Fantasy where to start. Hopefully it gave you some ideas. And we'll see you next time.